They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday. The Connor Happer Show is with you here on 1620 The Zone. What a weekend in the NFL. How does the NFL do it? You know, we set on Friday the over-under for road teams winning at 1.5. And we hit the over after Saturday. That was a weekend in the NFL, man. And, you know, I don't have a whole lot of, like, I mean, I feel like people often say, well, that was one of the best weekends. That was the great weekend. That was one of the greatest games. Well, that was, you know, historically great. People make claims to that all the time. And I don't know the actual historical, like, you know, what would be the weekends that would compare to this, because that's just not how my brain works. However, going to be tough to come up with something that could beat that.
Yeah, you had four close games, entertaining games.
Four games that ended on the final play.
Yeah, yeah.
The final play, the game changed hands.
Three road teams winning.
Three road teams.
I don't know if you'd say three upsets or not, because I think everybody had at least one road team getting out of there, but
yeah,
you know, splitting hairs at that point.
Yeah, if you bet chalk, bad weekend. Bad weekend for you. But that's the way the NFL is, man. And a lot of things, I mean, there's just so much to take out of it. We can go into the individual games. There's a bunch of stuff in the big picture as well. Lessons to be learned that we can apply to football, Nebraska football. Whole bunch of just ridiculous stats. Teams overcoming their, you know, stuff that plagued them in that game. So we have many things to get to today on the show. Mike Schaefer will join. We'll talk a little bit of NFL with him. And then, of course, some Husker football recruiting, which is busy right now. They had another player over the weekend, an FCS All-American, Omar Brown. So we'll catch up with him on that. And then Mike Sauter at 12:30. And there is a ton to get to with him. Speaking of local recruiting, Nebraska's junior day. Some local recruits getting some action that. So Sauter and Schaefer will both be talking a little bit about that. Plenty, plenty more to come. The lineup today brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Here we go on a Monday. So here are the stats to start you off. Teams that got sacked 7-plus times, we'll start with the Bengals. Teams that got sacked 7-plus times in a game this season were 0-9, leading into the Bengals getting that win.
It feels like a shot. Was that a shot?
Well, I remain kind of unimpressed by the Bengals, but, you know, they're able to get the job done thanks to your boy, Ryan Tannehill.
This guy.
Tough.
My goodness.
So on to game two. Teams that scored zero offensive touchdowns in a game in 2021 leading into the 49ers win at Green Bay were 1-31. So odds against you there. The Rams, almost a epic collapse. Where I had to ask myself several times, is this really happening? This isn't happening, right?
They are ecstatic in the Rams locker room that the Sunday night game played out the way it did, because
yeah,
Nobody's talking about how they almost blew it.
I would have got really bad for one Matthew Stafford. And Cam Akers, you know, the whole thing. But usually the quarterback shoulders a whole bunch of the blame for that stuff. Ooh, would have been tough for him. Teams that had 4-plus offensive turnovers leading into the Rams win against Tampa Bay were 3-28 this year. And then, of course, we finish with the nightcap. last night, which, by the way, awesome that that game started at 5:30 and then there was still like a few hours left in my day and it wasn't like, hey, let's pack it up and, you know, immediately go to bed here.
Nobody slept after that game.
Right, especially if you were a Chiefs fan. You were all jacked up. Teams that gave up, this is a made-up stat for good reason because that game was just completely ridiculous. Teams that had given up a go-ahead touchdown with 13 seconds left. I don't know what the, how many games that's happened, but Owen, however many. 13 seconds. 13 seconds.
My apologies for the language, but that game was drunk off its ass.
It was. There was 28 points in the last 2 minutes or 25 points in the last 2 minutes, I think is what we're dealing with. And I never wanted it to end.
Yeah.
And that was the whole, that's when the whole overtime thing came up. Half of it is, it's an opportunity for people to, start talking about how they dislike the overtime rules again. But the most of it, if you're just casually watching and I don't know how you could be casually watching that game, but if you're watching as just an NFL fan, as I am, so not necessarily pro Chiefs or pro Bills, but I was pro Bills in the betting column, which really tough loss on that one yesterday. If you're just watching, you're disappointed that it's over. You're disappointed that we didn't get to see Josh Allen with the football in his hand one time. So there probably needs to be a little bit of, all right, let's take a step back here before we get too irrational about it. I do think it's pretty dumb that, here's been my fix for NFL overtimes as long as I can remember. I don't know, maybe part of it is it takes too long and maybe it just works this way for a playoff game and it specifically applies to a game like this. But I think they should have college overtime rules with the exception of starting at the 25. College overtime rules and you get a full field to deal with. You kick it off, you do the whole thing. Score once, kicks the extra point. Other team comes back, gets the extra point. You do it, you flip it one more time if that's, if this is how far it goes. And then by the third overtime, I guess old college rules, I should say. And then by the third overtime, you got to start going for two. That makes sense to me. That's the closest to football that we have. And frankly, I think there was a section of us that were all going to be disappointed after last night's game ended, because it ended. And it had to end in, the way the NFL rules have it right now, which gives a heavy, heavy advantage to the team that wins the coin flip. That much is for sure. You just knew it.
Yeah, it had the feel of, Josh Allen isn't going to get the ball. And that's from an entertainment standpoint.
It's disappointing.
That's really disappointing. Those are the rules. Yes, make a stop. I get all that. But just from a pure, this game is a drug and an entertainment thing, terrible way for that to end.
Josh Allen goes back to the bench after calling tails, sits down, and never gets back up. And in fact, that's when the screenshot comes out of him just looking into the space.
I was told tails never fails. What the hell?
Hey, I would have guessed tails if I were him as well. You got to go with one consistent call. And I had read a stat after that game that he was 9-0 on coin tosses this year or something like that.
Yeah, he was.
God.
I don't know how the opening coin toss went for them, but yeah.
Man. So if you're a Chiefs fan, you're just like, man, that is a ridiculous, ridiculous way to go. At the same time, and I see this as kind of a bite back, and it makes a lot of sense to me for those people talking about overtime rules. And the immediate fight back as it applies to that game is, well, the Chiefs, could have been closed out a lot of different times. First of all you had to do was not let them score or not let them get to the point where they could kick a field goal in 13 seconds.
Dak Squib Prescott it. Had 14 seconds for the record.
Yep. Squib it. That takes maybe 5 more seconds off the clock unless it, you know, rolls out of the back of the end zone or something like that.
They even talked about that on the broadcast. Do you kick it in the end zone or do you kick it just in the back 10 yards so he has to take a few seconds to return it? Yeah. Yeah, it could have stopped him.
There was I mean, everybody was making the joke at the time. 13 seconds is too much time. 13 seconds. And I'm like, no. You don't understand. 13 seconds is too much time.
I did have that in my notes.
And then there was talk of, how many people they rushed on that second play. The one that ultimately ended up going to Kelsey. The one where now this will live in Kansas City Chiefs folklore. I mean, this is real life, but it'll live in infamy for a long time where Mahomes goes up to the line and they had a call where, you know, and this is kind of what they let Kelsey do. Kelsey kind of just freelances. So it's not a new thing for those two.
Go find the hole.
That's pretty much what Kelsey's route is every time. You know, right before that, Romo was trying to draw out what he was going to do. It's like, you know, you're not... He kind of just goes wherever the defense isn't. That's the point of having Travis Kelsey on the field and Tyreek Hill on the field at the same time. You send Tyreek Hill deep, you get a couple people out of the way, and then you put Travis Kelsey where a guy isn't. That's simply what it kind of comes down to. And they have the call where Mahomes goes up to the line in his cadence, and he goes, go ahead, Kelsey, do it. Do it, do it, do it. And he found him with perfect timing. Took the timeout, knocked down the field goal to get to overtime. Unbelievable game.
Travis Kelsey, unlucky in love, lucky in football field.
That's right.
People forget.
He didn't get out of that with a partner?
I don't think so.
Oh. I never followed up.
You didn't finish the season?
No, I didn't.
Still on your DVR somewhere?
Yeah, it's recorded somewhere. Good poll question up to start things today. Did you shout at the TV last night? 13 seconds! You left him too much time!
I did, but it was sarcastic.
Too much time! Too much time! And then repeatedly afterwards as they were heading to overtime and then after the game ended, I'm just saying, 13 seconds! 13 seconds!
Now, I definitely said a minute 55. Oh, you left him way too much time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I knew that was too much time.
That one was a real one.
I was being sarcastic when I said 13 seconds was too much time.
Man. So what a weekend capped off by that game last night. The NFL. No product like it, man. Nothing like it. And we knew it. That's the thing, Josh. Like, we knew it going into this weekend. It makes up a little bit for last weekend, which was kind of a bummer, but we knew by looking at the 8 teams this way, you're like, yeah, you're going to get some good stuff here. And it absolutely brought us that.
It's the new Brady Manning, right?
Mahomes and
Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I thought last night, if there's a way that the NFL can somehow like get the Bills to the NFC or something like that, I think that'd be cool. And then they could just play in the Super Bowl every year. I mean, obviously that wouldn't happen, but it's kind of a shame that they had to play in the divisional round.
I was laying in bed last night and I thought, in like 10 years, are we going to remember this game as fondly because it was a divisional round game?
I think so.
Or is it going to be one of those things that people go, no, that was the AFC Championship game. AFC Championship game.
Well, I think I'll probably remember it as an AFC Championship game.
Because, yeah, I mean, it was.
But the when they bring it up on the screen and, like, they run through the greatest, you know, games of the decade or whatever, and that comes up, it'll be like 2022 divisional round. I'd be like, wow, I guess that was a divisional round. Like, I think to the Royals and some of their most epic games happened in, or memorable games throughout their 2-year run happened before the World Series. Mm-hmm. like 2015 ALDS game 4 in Houston or the 2014 American League wildcard game. So, great game's a great game. And if it happens in the postseason, oof. Yeah. And now we headed to a championship weekend where I think if you are a just a football guy, if you're not a fan of any of the teams remaining, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you're probably rooting for Chiefs Rams.
If you're not a I like to see the little guy win guy, then yeah, you're rooting for Chiefs Rams. But I think if you kind of like underdogs,
I don't want to see the Bengals in the Super Bowl. I don't think it's time.
That could be annoying.
And they just got sacked 9 times by the Titans. I'm not.
They did for nothing. Yeah. For nothing, by the way.
For nothing.
That D line worked very hard for nothing.
I don't think the better team won that game. To be honest with you. I think the better quarterback won that game.
It was all right there.
Yeah, so that's tough. We'll get into that during the show today. As always, want to hear from you guys, 402-951-1620. You can email Connor at 1620thezone.com. You could tweet at Connor Happer or at Happer Show. We're here with you until 2. Plenty of Nebraska things to get into this afternoon. Mike Schaefer will join here in a little bit to talk about that, but a lot of stuff in the NFL. Also, Creighton basketball checking a nice little box over the weekend, even though it got scary in moments, but you won a game when you didn't really have it, coming off of a game where you absolutely had it. So that's another box kind of checked for them as they continue to build their resume. Plenty coming up today on the show. We'll come back. We're up next. Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.